I'd like to make some notes and discuss a little bit just the overall things that we've done here. I've been here about 15 months, and some of the changes that we've made here that I've seen since I've been here. And I think this is important because over the last month, we've had several inquiries from the community about accounting at the district and the audits and those things. And I just want to make sure that, you know, that we report out, you know, what's going on. This isn't typical of what you would see in an organization. So I'd like to go through some of that stuff. And you know, as we go through this list, it's just important for everybody to understand that current staff here at the district, and Amelia, I think you may be at 5 years in the front office staff, you're easily the longest tenured person here. I think after you, maybe two years, but her time in the front office.
Shelby.
Maybe 2 years in the front office.
She's been there four.
In the front office?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so, but okay. I think she's been there for a long time.
So it's important to understand that current staff, and in Shelby's position, basically just writing the checks for invoices that are provided to her after they've been approved. It's important to understand that current staff did not create these problems, okay? And, you know, and I know that there's frustration in the community about this, and I can understand sometimes it lands on current staff. I don't think it's right, but I understand the frustration. And I do think it's very important to highlight that current staff didn't create the problems. And, you know, General Manager Morris, the staff here, myself, you know, we're here day in and day out working diligently to fix these problems. And these are problems that have been building for 5+ years, okay? And if there is one thing that's actually been working, it has been accounts payable. So Shelby's been here, and she's doing a good job. But here's some of the things that when I started here 15 months ago, just kind of getting the lay of the land, massive front office staff turnover. And the kind of turnover where there's not really any succession happening. It's just people are going out the door and there's no passing down of knowledge. And that led to really a massive, massive loss of institutional knowledge, lack of training, and clean handoff to new people coming into the organization. There was no regular financial reporting to the finance committee or the board, okay? Which makes it very difficult for you all to do your job. Underperforming investments, the fiscal year 2021 audit was in progress for 18 months. My predecessors weren't able to figure that out. A consultant with as many as 7 accountants coming in and out of here were unable to figure it out, and they billed the district about $250,000 for their time with no deliverable on the back end. The only consistent, accurate, and reoccurring accounting was the checkbook, accounts payable. And payroll was not posting to the general ledger. When I say general ledger, that's the accounting records. Payroll wasn't posting it to the general ledger. Utility billing was not posting to the general ledger. Other payments, including developer deposits and connection fees, were not posting to the general ledger. The district has 5 enterprise funds, and we've talked about this in the past. And for accounting purposes, those must be treated as standalone, separate entities. And these funds, every single one of them, were out of balance. Even when I started on the 2021 audit, they were all out of balance. They were all out of balance for 21-22, 22-23, and 23-24. The audit clearing account, which was a major factor holding up the 2021 audit, had a $500,000 balance in it when I ran a preliminary look at the books for 22-23 to start doing the accounting for that year. Developer deposits and connection fees were not being collected timely or in some instances at all. Security impact fee, that's a $1,200 per lot fee, was just completely forgotten about. Like, no one here knew that it even was a thing. And we just in the course of doing the accounting and trying to get that 2021 audit closed, asking some questions, we realized, oh, this is actually an extra fee that should be collected. The front office staff time was monopolized, and I've talked about this a lot, so I won't belabor it too much, but just monopolized handling customer complaints about billing issues, okay? And there was no monitoring and collection of unpaid or past due bills, and really the protection that the district or this kind of organization has is filing a lien with the county to get paid, and the county will assess people on their property tax bill right. and put a lien on their house until it gets paid. So that's really what safeguards the district's funds when it bills for its services, is at some point that house will be sold, and if there's a lien properly filed through this process, the district will get its money eventually. But that completely fell off and was not being utilized. You know, and I could go on with some other issues, but I just wanted to highlight this landscape. You know, at least when I came in 15 months ago, and I know that the audits is kind of like the thing. That's like the product, right? And it's super important to have those and to have them up to date. But I would say, and it's true, you can't do an audit, you can't complete an audit without the accounting, okay? And you can't do the accounting without an understanding of the type of financial accounting transactions that the district does, and knowledge that the finance and accounting records are complete and accurate. And so that's been the process we've been working through here. So I know that the word audit is out there, and I know that that's a hot word and a popular word, but there is a lot of work that's needed before you can even have that done. And so it's important to illustrate that's what's taking so long, okay? And I'll go through some things that we've accomplished in the last 15 months. We gained an understanding of the district's operations in the finance accounting environment, and we started presenting financial reports to the finance committee and board, and we got that going in December 23. We completed the fiscal year 2021 audit, and we did that in, I think we had it finished and blessed by the auditors in January. I think we presented the audited financial itself in February of 24. We calculated and collected unpaid developer deposit fees totaling about $142,000. And this would have been, if we wouldn't have looked, this would have been $142,000 that the community, the district would have just eaten. Likewise, we calculated and collected unpaid connection fees of about $125,000. We calculated and collected unpaid fees related to the water treatment plant reimbursements. Sometimes you may have heard these referred to as previously funded infrastructure to the tune of $256,000. So, and then we started collecting past due or unpaid bills, right? Which, I mean, that's kind of like standard drill, right? And so we've initiated that process again. And I will say our utility billing person, our primary person, Beverly, and Jay Lynn also helps her out. They've brought in over $100,000 in bills that were out there that people just didn't pay. And if they wouldn't have done that, or if we wouldn't have looked and started that process again, that would have been $100,000 just gone. And so, you know, in the last 15 months, those things that I've listed out, that's a total of $623,000 because we took the time to understand how critically important it was to learn how the district operates and identify these problem areas and do the work to bring about results and progress in fixing what's going on here. Okay, and so, again, kind of the context of this is, yeah, the audits, they're important, and I understand that there's frustration, but it's also important to get $623,000 in the door, right? And there's, you know, there's only so many people doing this at a time. And so some other stuff we've done, we drafted and passed a balanced operating budget, and that was between February and June 2024. The prior year's budget budgeted for an operating loss over $300,000. We fixed multiple issues with the billing system between April and June. We've helped staff gain knowledge and training in the use of the utility billing system. We identified approximately 200 meters not talking to the billing system and carried out a plan to address this issue and fix that communication so that the reads are more accurate, the reads are better. We identified approximately 40 houses, some 12, 14 months. I think 14 months was the longest one, timing-wise, that were never set up with CSD accounts and that never had a bill before in 14 months, in at least one instance, 14 months. They just weren't getting billed. And so we corrected that, and we worked with those residents to set up a payment plan to get those accounts current. It's been highly successful. I just want to remind everybody, current staff didn't create these problems, but we're here fixing them, okay? And so some other stuff, we evaluated the quality of the financial accounting data in Great Plains. That's the accounting system of record here, and it's been here for too long, and determined there was just too much uncertainty with the accuracy and completeness of the financial accounting information in there to continue with the current general ledger. We decided it would be more efficient and result in much higher quality financial accounting data to just start over with the accounting at July 1st, 2021, which was the first day of fiscal 21-22. So basically taking the audited balances at 6/30/21 and just rolling them over into the new general ledger and just starting over from scratch right there. And that is not a minor undertaking. That's a lot of work. But it speaks to what we were given to start with and how bad it was, that it was actually faster to just do it completely over from scratch than to try to work with what was in there. Another benefit of doing that is that it maximized our understanding of all the financial transactions over the last 2 years, as well as it laid the groundwork for a sound and thoughtful implementation of the district's procedures and processes. We're completely rewriting all of those. And the setup of the district's new financial accounting system, Cassell, which we've already had a couple implementation calls on that. And we're very excited to get that going here. Fiscal 24-25, for that year, we've started that in the new general ledger, and we started that with these new sound accounting procedures and controls that we've established. And, you know, there is now accurate and timely, there's a timely and accurate monthly close, and we're able to report out to the board and the finance committee in a much more efficient manner than we had in the past. And, you know, this was a process that we worked on from January to July with 24, with all these other things that we were working on. You know, and there's still some work to do in terms of that. I mean, in my experience and my belief, you know, you need to be reconciling the full balance sheet every month, but there's no opening balances right now because we're 3 years behind right in the general ledger, right? So, you know, but we've laid the groundwork for all of that, and we're ready to hit the ground running as soon as we get caught up. And we're doing things that serve our purposes until we get caught up and get there. We reviewed and reposted all the financial transactions for fiscal year 21-22. We did that between July and December 2024. We worked with the Great Plains team to set up a brand new general ledger to start over. We worked with the Great Plains team to write a back-end process to grab all the purchasing transactions. It's over 30,000 of them. Put those in Excel, and then we recoded them all so that all the funds stay in balance. That was one of the major issues here, is every time a check was written, it messed up the books because it threw all the funds out of balance. And so we fixed that with that process that we worked with this back-end coding team at Great Plains. We created templates to walk through the process of posting full years of accounting transactions here at the district. And then fiscal 21-22 is under audit, and we're making progress towards completing that audit. We identified and brought on two temp accountants, and thank you again. I believe that was your idea, and it's been a huge help to assist with reposting all the accounting for 21-22 and 23-24. We trained them how to use those templates in that process that we built when we in-house just kind of you know, worked our way through 21, 22. And I've mentioned before, I think that's a big reason for the failure before when outside people were brought in is I think the position was, oh, these people are here, okay, go figure it out. And, like, nobody had it figured out ahead of time, right? So, again, why is it taking so long? We had to take the time to figure it out and then build a process that could be successfully worked if we were to bring somebody else in or if we were going to just continue doing it ourselves. And with the ability to bring in these two people, we had a process to plug them into on day one, and that's why it's succeeding this time where it failed in the past. But again, it took time to build that. It took time to do that. We trained the temp accountants on the district's operations and the types of financial accounting transactions that occur here. And they're close to wrapping up the accounting for those 2 years. And they've actually already begun organizing supporting documentation to prepare for the audit of those years. And then, you know, lastly, in light of all this other stuff, we prepared and presented a balanced operating budget for 25-26. Okay? And with that, thank you for listening to that. I do think it's important because this last month in particular, we've gotten a lot of activity and a lot of correspondence from the community just wondering what's going on, and I think it's important for them to understand just the amount of work and the amount of effort that's going into this, and that it is bearing fruit, and that we are moving forward in a positive direction.
When you say you've received a lot of inquiries and comments from the community, generalize those for me. What is it in these messages or emails that you're getting?
It's mainly why is it taking so long for the audits?
Okay.
And why do you have to start over all the accounting? And sometimes those come in direct emails to me, and sometimes those come in phone calls or correspondence to Amelia.